Opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. Hello, everyone. Before we get to those callers, welcome. Welcome, everyone, to Angel Healing House Radio. I want to start the show today by reminding everyone of one of my favorite things to do in the summer months, which is to read. Now, underneath an umbrella, under a big floppy hat, at the beach, by a lake, surrounded by nature, or on my lovely balcony, enjoying summer breezes. For me, a great summer reading checklist is, number one, a book that absolutely engrosses the reader. It makes them feel like they are on an adventure and journeying right along with the hero or the heroine. Two, a book that helps you travel on the wings of emotions, from being faced with challenge to struggling to digging deep and finding the strength to overcome, and then ultimately, through faith, to triumph. And a book that entertains, enthralls, inspires, and ultimately uplifts our spirits to remember just how extraordinary each one of us is. Well, everyone, look no further, because I have the book that contains all of those. It's my remarkable book, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, and its sequel, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel. Those two books went number one internationally on Amazon several years ago. Do remember that the audiobook for I Am an Angelic Walk-In is available for download and purchase on Audible. Now, last week's show, we spoke about how to raise our energetic frequencies. Now, why would we want to do that? To be able to connect with the angels. And today, we'll continue the theme with today's topic, which is angel signs, part one. Like so many of the topics on my radio program, this one was inspired by a client that said to me, "You are so fortunate that you have the posse of angels and that they seem to always send you very clear signs." They said, "I wish that I could be just as lucky to have a posse of angels and to be given angel signs just like you." I told this client that perceiving angel signs really has nothing to do with being fortunate or lucky. And, you know, if that were the case, all we would have to do is carry around a four-leaf clover, a rabbit's foot, poor rabbit, and perhaps a horseshoe. But her comment did make me wonder, why do I receive constant messages from the angels, as they are always sending me messages, and yet other people say that they hardly get any? And immediately the posse of angels replied that the first reason that I get so many signs is that for the past 16 years, my number one focus and priority has been on my angelic family and our dear, cherished relationship. When we put a laser beam focus on anything, it expands. It grows exponentially, and it increases in energy. Now, because of the abundance of energy and love that is poured into my angelic connection, I have an abundance of messages and constant contact. Now, the second reason that I can clearly and easily discern the angel signs is that I only live in the present moment. As I've said many times, most people keep replaying the past, or they're worrying and they're stressing and controlling about some imagined future, and they're not living, as I say, in the nanosecond of the now. Angels are God's appointed messengers, and we have no other purpose than to guide, protect, love people, and send them signs. They are emphasizing that everyone has their own angels, and that angels listen to people's prayers and wishes, and they send everyone signs on how to beneficially advance towards the fulfillment of those desires when the timing is right. You know, if there are no signs, that's actually a sign, and the timing is not right. But most people are so busy pushing and forcing their agenda on the how and the when that God and the angels must answer their prayers, that they do miss out on the angel signs and their agenda on how and when God wishes for them to advance forward. So remember not to push the river of life. And sometimes the signs that the angels give us are very subtle indeed. They do this, you know, they do this in order to test, to see if we are listening to our intuitions and if we are only in the present moment, whether we will pick up those subtle clues. You know, if we don't pick up the sign the first time, they will give us the sign in more and more blatantly obvious ways until the penny drops and we finally get it. You know, sometimes I have hit over the head or actually trip over something. And the angels, they do realize that we live in a physical world. And there are so many things that can take our attention and distract us. So that's why if you miss a sign, it will come back again. Angel signs can come to us anywhere, at any time. That's why you have to be vigilant about being in the present moment. A client shared with me that she has longed for many years to meet a man and have a cherished, loving relationship, but as yet, she still was single. On a plane home to visit her family, she picked up a magazine in the seat pocket, and while flicking through it, she came across an advertisement for a dating site, which was called It's Just Lunch. Now, you know, the more she read it, the more she received goosebumps and shivers all over. She felt that this was a sign. Finishing with that magazine, she opened the magazine that she bought in the airport terminal, and there, on the page in front of her, was yet another advertisement for this dating site called It's Just Lunch. She then read the terms and conditions and the price of their membership, and she wasn't sure whether to join or not. She really didn't want to pay the money to join. Soon after arriving home, she called me and asked me my impression of this dating site. I told her that she had indeed been sent an angel sign, but it was not to join. It was telling her that she had been spending an inordinate amount of time inside her home and had not allowed herself to engage with the outside world. I shared that by taking herself out and showing God and the angels that she was doing her part to be seen out in public just having lunch, the angels would have more scope and possibilities to organize a connection with a prospective relationship. Well, sometime later, she took my suggestion and she took herself out. She went down to her favorite outdoor cafe that she had not been to in a long time. While standing in line, waiting to be seated, she struck up a conversation with a gentleman in front of her. Last I heard, they were dating. Sometimes the sign of It's Just Lunch means exactly that. You need to go out. You need to engage with life and have lunch in order for life to be able to engage and fulfill your wishes. So with the topic being angel signs, the Posse of Angels would like to pull back the curtain and they'd like to reveal some of the ways, maybe some subtle and some sneaky and some blatantly obvious ones, that they try to convey messages to help all of us in life. Okay, first off, the Posse of Angels wants to remind all of us how difficult it is to communicate verbally to most people. They have great difficulty. This is because many people's energetic frequencies are not in alignment with the higher dimensional energies in which the angels exist. And the energies are just too disparate to connect with. Those people who are clairaudient have attuned themselves to the angels' high vibrational frequency, and in this way, it's kind of like a dog being able to hear high-pitched sounds that our human ears cannot. With the enormous popularity of film, television, and the internet, humans have developed to receive most of their information and by seeing images. The angels send us many visual clues, and many come in the form of animals and insects to receive insights about answers to our prayers, our intentions, and clarity around our questions. Okay, for instance, butterflies signify transformation, and they often herald a time when a situation or an event will transform in our lives. Butterflies so often herald a message from our loved ones who have crossed over into spirit. And the reason for this is because they have made their own transformation from the physical back to the non-physical. When I see an eagle, it's a symbol of freedom. It's a symbol of bravery. It could also be a message to be courageous. If you have a question on whether to do something, you see an eagle, it says, be courageous and let go of restrictions in your life. Go for it. The Posse of Angels is saying that most birds are messengers that remind us to allow our spirits to fly and to soar. When we see a deer, it's a reminder to be gentle, to be kind with ourselves, and to go with the flow of life. Now, in other words, stop controlling and pushing the river of life, trying to force things to go in the opposite direction as to how life desires to flow. Then there are some images that horrify us. They make us recoil. For instance, spiders. But spiders are a wonderful animal totem, as it's reminding us to weave our dreams into reality by passionately creating, because it's through that force, that creative force of creativity, and with that passion, that we then will bring to ourselves more opportunities and more connections in order to create. You know, spider could be telling us that we have forgotten our creativity and to honor it and think about where we could be more creative in our lives. After all, something can't get caught in your web if you haven't created the web in the first place. I've had many people marvel at the five books that I've read, my three books, Angels of Faith, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, I Am, and its sequel, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of Angel Ariel, and my two audiobooks, the next one that's coming out in the fall. So they say, wow, you know, I have an idea for a book, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And they're already planning their international book tour, and they haven't even written one word. So get onto that creativity, because that has been given to you. Not by happen chance, it is seated in your soul by the divine. Each animal and insect that comes across your reality, it does have a special message for you. It's not there by random or happen chance. Now, another sign that many of us love are rainbows, and they often indicate clearing and cleansing that brings in the fresh and the new. Perhaps it's a sign that a new beginning is coming for you. Horseshoes, as I've said, are a sign of good luck, fortune. If you are thinking about traveling and you look up, you see aeroplanes, perhaps you'll be going on a trip or someone will be visiting you. The important part of any image that you receive is how it relates to you and your questions and what you are going through in the present moment, perhaps what you need clarity on. As well as images, the angels send us signs through the sounds that we hear. I remember that one of my clients was quite distraught, having just had her mother cross over, and she was very sad that she did not have a very close relationship with her mother before she passed. I said that she could now connect with her mother easily, as her mother had dropped all her attachment to ego. And I told this client to ask the angels and her mother to send her signs that showed her that her mother wanted a relationship with her and, in fact, was still around. Well, the next session, my client came in and she was absolutely beaming. She happily told me that on the oldies station that she'd listened to, she kept hearing, whenever she tuned in, she kept hearing Dean Martin songs. And Dean Martin was her mother's favorite singer. In addition, she noticed that when she walked into stores, elevators, it was uncanny how many times she heard Dean Martin singing. So do pay particular attention to what songs appear in your reality. See if you can discern what the message is that it holds for you. In addition to messages and images and music, one of the strongest senses that we sense is our sense of smell. Sometimes all we need to do is to smell a scent, and immediately we get a flashback of a former time, event, or person. You know, although my grandmother Sarah crossed over when I was 8 years of age, I speak to her regularly. And when she comes to visit, I immediately know it's her because I smell her favorite lilac perfume. And while lilacs connect me with my grandmother, there are other scents that I have. There are other people, when they come to call, they have their own scent about them. My ex-father-in-law, who crossed over in 1998, When he comes to call, I can smell cigarettes and cigars, as he was a very, very big smoker. Now, the smell of roses often denotes love. Things like lavender, that we need to be more calm and tranquil. The smell of strawberries denotes new beginnings. And chocolate, many of our favorite, is a message because it's associated with celebrations. Now, another sign that the angels send us, and many of my clients tell me that they see 111, 222, 333, are through numbers. If you see a lot of the number one, it often means the angels are conveying that there will be a new start, new beginning. Number ones can also mean leadership, independence, or being praised for one's singular efforts on a job. How about number two? Number two indicates finding balance, partnering, and unions. Now, this could be a message that we will get together with a business partner, a romantic partner, a coupling. Perhaps it's an indication of an upcoming marriage or engagement. Twos also bring messages of compromise so that things can flow to bring about a resolution. And they can indicate that we need to make a choice between two things. When you have the choice of the two, it leads to the three, which is the number of coming together. Wherever two or more are gathered in that higher source's name, three is often the number of magic and miracles and synchronicity, fertility, joy, growth, and creativity. It could be a sign that the projects you are working on will come to full circle and they will bear fruit. Now, things coming in threes often indicate manifestation for the joy of what was created. Four. The number four is a very solid number. This indicates foundation, security, stability, and also home. The message from an abundance of fours in one's life may signify the need to be grounded, to put down roots, to enhance more of a sense of security. Now, after we have that security of the number four, the number five comes in. And it's often about change. You know, many people, when I do read tarot for them and the number fives come up, they don't like it very much because they say it's a challenging number. But actually, when we have gotten used to the number four, the comfortable, secure foundation of number four, in order for us to change, then number five needs to come in with a little bit of challenge. You know, many times, experiences that come in to challenge us are there because we are ready to grow. We are ready to expand. And if we are not being challenged, we will never grow. So once we have been challenged to change with number fives, number six then comes in. And number six brings in balance again. Number sixes are about diplomacy, harmony. Also, they're about sharing. Its message could be to be more balanced and be gentle in order to create harmony and share with others. So after the six, we have the seven. You know, sevens is turning inward. It could be about spirituality, quiet reflection, sacredness, and patience. Number seven is the number of intellectual pursuits, and it may be a message to dig deeper, to find a higher meaning. You know, with seven being the number of imagination, it could be telling you to allow yourself to daydream, to allow yourself to visualize more the life that you wish to have. Because seven has so much to do with the unknown of going within. It's the number of creating from the unknowable. Number eight brings messages concerning success, abundance, prosperity, and wealth. And this is because eight represents continuation, cycles, as we see in the infinity symbol. You know, the message of eight often is that what we've been working on will bring us back material and financial wealth. many people, like myself, when they're looking for new homes, look for number eights or for the numbers of their home to add up to that number eight, as it portends that prosperity and abundance. Nine, like the months of a gestation of a baby, is a number of completion. This message could indicate that we are very close to attainment, satisfaction, accomplishment, and that success is very close on the horizon for something that you've been working towards. So the need for patience and to just keep going are indicated by this number. And then when we come to 10, which is when the 1 and the 0 are added together, it equals 1. And we're at a new beginning on the horizon after the completion of something. There are so many angel signs and so much to speak about that we are going to be continuing this next week with Angel Signs Part 2. Before we go to a break, I do want everybody to remember that we are right smack dab in the middle of Mercury retrograde, as we are about 10 days in, and a Mercury retrograde lasts for about 21 days. And many do say that the last 10 days of a Mercury retrograde, they're actually easier and not as bad as the first 10 days. But I would still, just to be safe, back up technology and be careful with all kinds of communication. Dot the I's and cross the T's. And if you're presented with a contract that does need signing, see if you can postpone the signing after July 28th so that you have time to look it over and make sure things have not been omitted and the contract represents exactly what you have signed on for. You have been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Remember, Angel Healing House Radio airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. We'll see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on Earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Hello, everyone. You're back with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. Before we take some of your calls for those free angel readings, and by the way, if you want to call in for a free angel reading, that number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, there's just a reminder that we have a powerful partial lunar eclipse today, July 16th, and it's bringing in really intense emotions. Eclipses always reveal what is hidden. And on a personal level, it may be throwing your emotions off, and as it's bringing to the surface deeply buried memories and trauma from the past, and it's bringing it up in order to be acknowledged and healed. Now, if this occurs for you, please do take time for extra self-care and extra nurturing. On a public stage, the lunar eclipse will expose many dark secrets, things like manipulation, lies, and dark behaviors. Eclipses are by far the most fated or karmic. If you keep track of eclipses and their influences, you may have already noticed that the most important things in our lives do tend to happen around eclipses. And karma catching up with us can be both positive and negative. For instance, this lunar eclipse will shine a light on abuses of power and all the cruel, immoral, unethical, and illegal behaviors by those in positions of money, power, and authority. You know, it's a time for these dark acts to be acknowledged in order to be dealt with and transmuted into forgiveness and love. Expect the calling out of sexual abuse and attacks on patriarchal authority that have controlled women, and many of these will result in more criminal cases. This could see the uncovering of acts of misuse of power, especially about male dominance and exploitation, as I said, of women and especially children. Now, one example of this is the shining the light and the arrest of Jeffrey Epstein in regard to sexual abuse of underage girls. Powerful institutions that lack integrity, transparency, and credibility are all going to be challenged, because nothing but the highest and purest of intent and honesty can remain on our beloved planet. In order for things to change, the old paradigm that created the corruptions in the first place and all these dark secrets must be exposed in order to be torn down and for the new to emerge. Now, the exposure of secrets will lead to the perpetrators being shamed, fined, and perpetrators. That's the word. Perpetrators being shamed, fined, and imprisoned. These revelations will cause conflict, but they will lead to a dramatic transformation in society, in our culture, and what we will actually accept from now on. And for those conscious and awakened individuals who are already on their path and their soul's purpose, following that soul's purpose, the eclipse will not affect you negatively, but will take you to the next level along your path. For some people, eclipses can be extraordinary positive events and can bring incredible advances and progress. Please do remember, do not, when all of these dark deeds, manipulations, cruel, inhuman things do come to light, all of this drama, don't engage in the drama. Be an observer in the world, but not of it. You can watch how many times you put your focus and attention on negativity and keep a sense of detachment to protect your soul and to keep your energies high and clear. The lunar eclipse gives hope that out of these unspeakable revelations of dark deeds, we can then strive for a higher ethical and moral standard and a more honest, humane, and transparent world. Let's go to our callers. We have Charlene in Prince George. Hello, Charlene. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
Hi, Claire. I haven't spoken to you in a while.
A long time. How are you? Yeah. How have you been?
I've been working through some stuff, but I actually had asked the angels for a... I told them I was open to any messages, and I see you popped up because I have you on my cell phone to pop up. And I was like, I'm not working today. I'm going to give Claire a call. And I just know intuitively that you have some messages for me. The posse has some messages.
Isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? So, is there any area in particular, Charlene, that you have queries about?
My love life, and also I'm considering purchasing a home.
Oh, isn't that exciting? Isn't that exciting? Okay, so okay, there, those two things. While I'm shuffling the cards, the first thing about the love life, they are saying, have you put to rest your former romantic relationships? And what they mean by that, when you think about exes, when you think about former partners, boyfriends, anything romantic, does it trigger you in any way?
Yes.
Okay. If the answer is yes, then that is a block, because you can only draw to yourself what you have inside of yourself. If you want somebody else who is attached to their ex and is replaying and getting triggered and reactive by their ex, then keep that. But if you don't want to draw that to yourself, as somebody who is pining for their ex or saying, oh, if only she didn't cheat on me and things would be different, then it's time to do the inner work.
I actually just released somebody from my past, just recently released them and walked away. I don't have a problem with walking away.
But walking away physically is one thing, Charlene. Walking away completely free and emotionally is another thing, because if you're still being triggered, if you're still being reactive, then you have a huge etheric cord which is attached to them. And how do you expect to draw to yourself anything that's different if you're still attached to that? So one of the greatest things that I've often told my clients to do is to first acknowledge that you wrote this person into your contract exactly how they are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? No ifs, ands, or buts. Okay. The second is you thank them. Because if you didn't write them in your contract, they wouldn't be there. This is obviously a soulmate. You've come back to create something or finish some business that you were together with in a former incarnation. Okay, so
I did thank him.
Okay, you thank him for bringing contrast to your life, and thank them for the irritation and the drama and the agitation, because it teaches you tolerance, patience, and forgiveness. Yeah. Then you allow them to live their lives, no matter where they are along their path. You know, a lot of people hold on to triggers and reactions because they want to be right, and they just don't choose to be happy.
So I guess what you said is no. Like when I answered you, no, I don't have an attachment to him at all. I released him with love, and he was from my past, but it just, you know, you hope somebody would change.
No. I'm going to stop you right there. You don't hope somebody will change, because he's perfection, where he's playing the human divine game as well.
Right.
He is a divine reflection of God, just like you are.
I know
it's perfection, whatever he's choosing, and you don't hope for him to change, and that energy will keep you stuck.
Okay.
And actually, the next part of it, after you've acknowledged and thanked him, you bless him. You bless him for exactly where you are, because you wouldn't like somebody to tell you how to change and choose a different journey for yourself. You know, I'll be damned if I allow somebody to tell me how to walk my journey. Why should we then judge somebody else's journey? And this will release a tremendous amount of emotional attachment.
So let's. I hoped that he would change is because that's what he desired was change.
Oh, right. Well, you know, some and we can change our thoughts. You know, like we change our feelings and we change our emotions, and so
you know,
you just bless the person and send them love. So put that to rest so that there are no more triggers and there are no more reactions. The next thing is they have sent you signs as to where you're going to live next. Have you noticed those signs?
No.
Okay. Well, ask the angels to be more specific because you're not getting their signs. They're saying, are you 100% sure that you want to move, that you desire this?
Yes, like I don't know when and I don't know how, but I do know that I would like my own place, my own space.
Okay, so
because
you
I'm
say...
I'm a very quiet person.
So you say, show me. Show me how this is going to happen. And of course, that's in divine timing. So while I go to the cards, they're also saying that your new place is being readied for you right now. Isn't that exciting? So they want you to put your emphasis, put your focus and attention on the visualization. Where do you want this to be? Do you want it to be near an ocean? Do you want to be near a river, mountain, lake? Do you want it to be a small place, a big place? What are the neighbors like in the neighborhood? Can you walk to things? Is it in a country area? The universe can only send you and expand on what you visualize. Don't wait for the universe, because the universe waits on us. That's where the awakened and conscious and enlightened lives are now, is that we're creating our own reality. And the first card that comes up for you, and I'm not surprised, is the Nine of Cups, is the wish card.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool, Charlene? You're not dreaming big enough. You're not taking time to create your reality, because every time we ask for something on the etheric level, boom, it happens, because there's no lag time. There's just zero point energy. But the higher our vibrations are on the earth plane, then we visualize and we are really focused on what we want the universe to bring us. Not on the how and the when, because that's not our providence. But they want you to wish bigger. Isn't that wonderful? And the next card, the next card that comes out for you is the Six of Pentacles. This is the giving and the receiving card. So it's also a card of material gains and monetary gains. Don't restrict yourself as to where you live just on the money, because money is an energy and it can come to you in all amazing ways. And they're saying you have a tendency to restrict yourself through worry and limitation around money. And the next one, the next thing that's coming for you is the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh my gosh.
So once you do this, once you do these things, dream big, open yourself up to receive in unlimited ways, then the universe can spin that Wheel of Fortune and bring in your desires. So I hope that's been helpful for you. It's been wonderful to speak with you again.
Oh, it's just been wonderful to connect. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. God bless you. Take care, sweetheart.
God bless you too, Claire. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let's go to our next caller. Remember, if you'd like to call in for a free angel reading, you can call in on 1-800-930-2819. Let's go to Wendy in Washington. Hi, Wendy. You're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
I'm doing great, Candy. How about you?
Very well. Lovely to hear your voice. What's going on in your life?
I'm leaving for England and Scotland on Friday, and I would love some help understanding I'm feeling a lot of concern and stress, interestingly, about the ground transportation piece. I feel good about the flights. I feel good about where I'm going to be staying and what I'm going to be doing. But I know I'm clearing a lot of past life energy, and I'm feeling a lot of physical discomfort in my body, like back pain and shoulders and wrists and feet. And I'm just working to clear it, to have a great trip, and to just deal with whatever this weird stress is around ground transportation, like the trains and the buses and the subways and the taxis and all that piece.
Okay. All right. Okay. While I'm shuffling, the first thing that is coming to my heart, Wendy, is that there was a time in some incarnation in England where you were killed. You might have even been in charge of something to do with a train or a bus or something, and then many others got killed as well. You were responsible. You were the responsible.
That's it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm just getting shivers all over. They're saying, dear one, beloved Wendy, please forgive yourself for this. Yes, it was driver error. Take accountability for this. Oh my gosh, got shivers up and down my legs. Take accountability for this. And to the greatest thing that you can do is to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. And then what you can do is bring forward those souls who perished in those times. Tell them that you unconditionally love them and say, please forgive me.
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. That is huge. I so appreciate that, Katie.
That's pretty enormous. You are going to have, once you do this, you are going to have a very different trip to what you could have had. Now, I just happen to have these absolutely beautiful cards. They're called Sacred Traveler by Denise Lynn, L-I-N-N. And they're oracle cards. And I just love them. And I believe they came into my life now because so many of us in the conscious collective have healed, have taught, have done so many things. And now we are being... And a lot of us have been cocooned. Now we are our light is being turned outward, and we are going to be moving and traveling and working in different locations. So I do believe that that's why these traveler's cards came to me. So I'm going to choose three for you.
And that's amazing, because I just met Denise Lynn in person for the first time a few weeks ago at a conference. So now I more understand why I was at that conference. So I'll get those cards.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that lovely? She must be a very sweet soul, because I love her explanations in the book as well. The first one, the first card, I'll pull three for you. The first card is called Rainbow Blessings. And this is blessings are showering your life. So let's read the little thing that goes with it. This one says, when the rainbow appears in the sky above, have faith. Are abounding. Be grateful for ones received, and know that many lie ahead of you along the path. In the deepest sense, you are the blessing. Wherever you take yourself is blessed. In many ways, the rainbow is a messenger from the Creator, letting you know that all is well. This card can also indicate that it's time to add some color to your life. Paint a room, change the colors of your curtains, simply spice up your life by taking a vacation. And I just added that one at the end. Okay. Now, then the next one is Unknown Territory. And you are exactly where you need to be. You know, so many of us have been programmed to you know, oh, worry if we don't know what our next step is going to be. And, you know, how can we plan for things? And, but in the fifth dimension and higher frequencies, nothing is planned because everything, the magic is held in the present moment. This card says sometimes mm-hmm. the traveler feels lost or a sense of being in unknown territory. It can seem that others know more or are more qualified. However, it can feel this very feeling of not knowing that allows one to step outside the bounds of convention and reach beyond the parameters of self that have been imposed by family, friends, society, and religion. It can be a very good thing. It can help you find yourself. Cherish those moments of not knowing. It's often during those times that the greatest revelations occur. Trust that all is well, and you are where you're meant to be. So that goes for me too, because I'm kind of in a time of no time, and I am relishing this. I'm relishing this because I know I'm on a need-to-know basis, and it gives me time to exercise and to watch my favorite movies all over again, and the time will come again as we move forward, and the forward motion is coming. So your next card is choosing your path. All is possible. So let's see what that one is for our lovely Wendy. Oh, I love these cards. Choose life on your terms. Move beyond those situations that you've outgrown. Sometimes to be free, the traveler needs to put down his pack and just keep walking. There are times to live an ordinary life, but there are also times to cast ordinary things aside and fling your arms wide to the heavens in joy. You're not on this planet to always meet the needs and expectations of others. You're here to explore, to expand, and step into your extraordinary self. Don't unconditionally accept the rules you've placed on yourself or that have been placed on you by others. Choose pathways that lead to greater freedom and happiness. And I might add to that, always choose your heart's desires, because that's God speaking mm-hmm. through our intuition and our hearts. So, my dear, I wish you the most magical, magical and miraculous, beautiful, synchronistic journey. And do take time to bless those who were in your care. And by Absolutely. Just human error, this happened. Say, please forgive me, and send them green healing light and unconditional love. And this will take care of all of your fears.
Wonderful. I am so appreciative. Thank you very, very much, Candy.
You're very welcome. God bless you. And let us know how your trip goes.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Take care, sweetheart. Bye-bye. And that just about wraps the show up for today. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio, which airs every week at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Do remember to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Remember to go to angelhealinghouse.com to get more information on my remarkable channel, Books, and audible.com for the audiobook of I Am an Angelic Walk-In. Fashion that beautiful life for yourself. I'm wishing you love and angel blessings, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye.